think my life. When I'm saturated with the Holy Ghost, now listen, I shall become wise. Yeah. All right. It's true. It's absolutely true. I wish I could stop talk to you about that, but there's a little book called Fruit Under God that's got something about it in it, concerning with the Lord Jesus Christ, what the wine really is. If you see this in Deuteronomy chapter 11, of course, it's all so easy. Now look, you know that the favorite way to describe Canaan or the promised land are in these words, verse 9 of chapter 11. The Lord swear unto your fathers to give unto them and to their seed a land that floweth with milk and honey.
Amen.
Now that's the basic description of the promised land, isn't it? It's called that more than anything else. Now you know what the milk is. It's the sincere word of God. Mm-hmm. It's in your heart, it's in your mouth. You follow it. Simple. It's easy enough. It's there, flowing with milk and honey. Just flowing with the milk. Yeah, so that's what babes should be doing, because the babes have milk. Flowing with milk and honey. That's the first thing people should notice about you when you're in the promised land. You're flowing with, not quoting the Bible by chunks. I'm not flowing with the word of God. That your words now become God's words. Amen. They're in your heart and they're in your mouth. And you're sweet, you're so sweet. You're not speaking the devil's words anymore. You're not speaking man's words anymore. You don't have to read up Shakespeare to get quotes for your sermons or anything like that, or anybody else. You're just flowing with the words of God. Amen. Because your words and God's words become one. I pointed that out to you about Moses, you see. He was saying what God said, and he says, I'll give you. I will. Hallelujah. The change. Hallelujah. Did you notice it was so natural, so simple. Blessed be the name of the Lord when a man can identify with God and speak of God's abundance out of his own heart and experience. And because he'd love to give all that God could give. He lives in that blessed place. Are you there? These are God's heavenly people. This is basic. You're not even in the promised land. You're not in your possession unless you're flowing with milk and honey. You're not. You better know, because that's how God said it, what God said it was. He didn't say, oh, it's filled up with diamonds and rubies. He didn't say that. Flowing with milk and honey. That's it. Hallelujah. Gold, silver, precious stones. Well, they have a place. We may be able to consider them, but not tonight. Flowing with milk and honey. Hallelujah. You know many people like this. They just flow. You know, flowing with milk is something tremendous. I mean, you know land's flowing with water. But flowing with milk, you've never seen a river of milk. Have you? Flowing with milk. Well, now, do you know many of these people that flow with milk? You be honest. Do you? Do you? Flow with milk. All the babes can come and drink it in. Glory. All the babes can come and drink it in. And those that like milk puddings, they're all right.
That's right. Yeah, I'm not. Yeah. It's right, isn't it? I'm just talking
right down to earth common sense. Things of right down to earth life.
It's no good God being a God of heaven
if he's not the God of earth too. You see, God doesn't mean, well, I'm a God of earth and I can do what I like and all this and the other. He means this, that because he's God of you, and he's living in you, and you have a heavenly birth, now he's going to be God of the earth because you are here. And everywhere you go, the devil isn't boss. He isn't boss in your home, and he isn't boss in your life, and he isn't boss in your relationships. And hellish and sinful things don't come in anymore.
Amen.
That's good.
Dirty, rotten things aren't in anymore. They're out. Selfish, money-lusting things aren't in anymore. They're out. Do you see that? I, me, ego, puff, puff, aren't in anymore. They're out. That's right. Because it is all puff, puff, all a lot of it. All a lot. Hallelujah. Jesus has come to turn us into heaven on earth. All right, go on, I'll come back again there. I hadn't finished my trip through Deuteronomy. I want to come to the last chapter at the moment, or at least the chapter before the last, and then we'll return really to the 11th chapter and stay there. I think, anyway. 9 o'clock. Yeah. Well, I'll tell you when it's 10. In Deuteronomy chapter 33, you know that this 33rd chapter of Deuteronomy is the chapter of great blessings. When this man of God went through the different tribes of Israel and told them what their tribal position was, and what the mark should be of that tribe, and the blessings that should belong to that tribe. And that's marvelous, because they all had a personal blessing, and then they had a tribal blessing as well. Hallelujah, isn't that wonderful? Glory, God's got double portions all the time. And he's moving in, and he says in verse 26, there is none like unto the God of Jeshurun. Now Jeshurun is a name which means righteous or upright. It's a glorious name for Israel. None is like the God of these upright, righteous people. God rideth upon the heaven in their help, and his excellency on the sky. The eternal God is thy refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms, not the pit. Hallelujah. Underneath are the everlasting arms. And he shall thrust out the enemy before thee, shall say, destroy them. Hallelujah. Israel then shall dwell in safety alone. The fountain of Jacob shall be upon a land of corn and wine. Also his heavens shall drop down dew. Happy art thou, O Israel. Who is like unto thee, O people saved by the Lord, the shield of thy help? And who is the sword of thy excellency? And thine enemies shall be found liars unto thee, and I shall tread upon their hearts. Amen. So saying, he went home. I mean, that's what chapter 34 is about. Moses went off. Home, glory be to God. God rideth upon the heavens in thy help. We are, beloved, to live our lives on this earth in a heavenly state. Glory. Now then to chapter 11. As we open the chapter, we find this. In verse 2, Moses says, now, know ye this day, I don't speak with your children which have not known and which have not seen his miracles, his signs, his wonders, his greatness, his stretch out arm, and so on and so on and so on. Now listen,
God always deals with us on the basis of knowledge, the things you know, the things you've seen,
the things you've witnessed. Hallelujah. Always bear that in mind. If you and I are going to live in a heavenly state, as God wants us to live on this earth, remember that we've all seen and heard and known enough to be without excuse. Everyone. Because he always deals with us on the basis of our knowledge. He won't deal with you on anything you haven't known.
Amen.
He's absolutely fair. He comes on a basis of things that have been revealed. Now listen, beloved. I don't know whether you're living this life of heaven on earth. I don't know whether you're living the wonderful life of Jesus as you should. But this I do know, that you've all seen miracles. You've all seen God's arms stretched out. Haven't you? If not, if you're hearing the gospel for the first time, you say so. We all know some things about God. And God, you know what God's done in this place, you know what God's done to that person. Some of us can look back over lives, beloved, where we've seen God do wonderful miracles. There's no excuse for me, for instance, not living a heavenly life on the earth. None at all. No excuse for me to live like an animal. No excuse for me to live a life just mucked up and spoiled and ruined. None at all. Is there any excuse for you? Of course there isn't. There's no excuse for any one of us, beloved. Bless the Lord for this. I thank him that he deals with us on a basis of reality. And here we go, beloved. You know this, don't you? What God did to the Egyptians. You know what God did to Pharaoh and his hosts in the Red Sea. When you came to this mighty baptism, for we're told in 1 Corinthians 10 that all the children of Israel were baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea. When they came over the Red Sea, that was their baptism. They weren't baptized in water. They never got wet. None of them. They never even got their shoes muddy. They weren't baptized in water. That was only figurative. They were baptized in the cloud, in the sea. And the cloud represents the Holy Spirit. So they were baptized in the Holy Spirit when they went through the Red Sea. And they were baptized unto Moses. And when they were being baptized unto Moses in this great one baptism, beloved, Pharaoh and his hosts were destroyed. God dealt with the devil in their lives. God dealt with their fear of captivity. God did it all. Brought them out of the house of bondage. Closed the door to them. The door was the watery grave of Pharaoh and his hosts. Shut it. Amen. You've seen that, haven't you? Have you seen that?
Amen.
Amen. You know that the devil's a destroyed foe, don't you? Or why should you live like hell then? You know that all Pharaoh's chosen captives, his strong-armed men, his greatest fighters, his princes of powers of the air, to put the thing right in its perspective, that you know they're all destroyed, don't you? As far as we're concerned. Amen. That they shouldn't dominate our lives. We can't blame the devil. Too many people are blaming the devil. You never heard any other complaints once the people got through their baptism. The real baptism in the spirit that read. So you never heard them say, oh, it's the devil, look what the devil's doing, look, here's the devil. You won't read that anywhere. I challenge you. You read your Bible and see. The only people they were troubled with was self, themselves. That's right.
Everybody's blaming the devil. Poor devil, he gets a blame for what he doesn't do. Excuse me, I've got no pity for him. Now just stop blaming the devil. If you've been baptized with this baptism, he's destroyed. Believe it!
Amen.
People won't believe it. They won't believe it. They won't believe that old Adam's dead and that the devil's destroyed. Read Hebrews 2. Read it tonight before you go to bed. Tells you there, destroy the devil, him that had the power of death. Destroyed him. The power of death's gone from us.
Amen.
You believe that?
Yes.
The devil has no power to bring me into spiritual death. None. Hallelujah.
Glory.
But I can ruin it into carnal death if I don't want it, God. Yeah. Bring it back into the flesh. The devil, stop blaming the devil. Don't you have any more testimonies to the devil in this room? Don't you have them? Tell them to sit down and say, sorry, sister, we don't want to hear that. Sorry, brother, just keep quiet. Oh, well, you needn't even say sorry, but I mean, you know what I mean. Excuse me, perhaps is a better word. Glory to God. When you start believing that you're the star of heaven. Star of heaven. You believe that? Oh, glory. I'm now set on a heavenly course in this earth.
Praise God.
Yes.
Praise God.
You believe that?
Amen.
Praise Him.
Amen.
And we're moving in this marvelous life. And you see, and oh, I like those words bit by bit. But look at verse 8. It says, you shall keep the commandments which I command you this day, that ye may be strong, and go in and possess the land whither ye go to possess it. That's what you're going for, to possess it. That's what it's all about. I'm going to possess it. Praise the name of the Lord. It's not going to possess me. Yeah, I'm going to possess it.
Amen.
Glory be to the name of the Lord. Isn't this lovely? Yeah, I'm not going to let my soul swallow me up. Not, this is my spirit speaking now. My newborn spirit says that my soul isn't going to swallow me up. I'm going to possess my soul.
Amen.
That's right. It's through the soul that the earth and the world gets in. Now you check it and see if it's not, you're not right. Through the soul. Yeah, it is. And I'm going to possess my soul. Jesus gave us the clue to it. He said this in Luke's Gospel. He said, in your patience possess ye your soul. He didn't say possess Palestine. In your patience possess ye your souls. Glory be to God. If a man will be patient, he'll possess all his soul. Everything. And he'll come up from his renewed spirit. Praise the name of the Lord. And where, if his soul wants to sort of go lusting after this, or wants to go crashing out after that, he'll say, no.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You've got to make the soul subject to the spirit.
Amen.
Not your spirit subject to the soul. You've got to learn to be a conqueror.
Amen.
That's what they went into the promised land to do, to learn to be conquerors. And when they were conquerors, they became more than conquerors. What's that? More than overcomers. What's that? not fair to grin, is it? Possessors. You don't possess anything until you're a conqueror. They went in, they put their foot down, they conquered, and they possessed.
See,
it's as easy as that. That's right, isn't it? That's what he said. I'll drive them out, you destroy them.
Glory be to God. Oh, the tastes of victory. The sweets of victory. This makes the honey sweeter than ever. Lord moves us in this wonderful realm, and your whole soul is flowing with milk and honey from your spirit that is alive, regenerate, indwelt, endued. Glory to God. That's where it all comes from. Amen. Praise God. It's your spirit that's being regenerate. And your soul has got to be saved every minute of the day. That's sanctification. The salvation of the soul is sanctification. Amen. So the Lord takes us on, moment by moment, in this marvelous life. Let's go on. And he says, prolong your days in verse 9 in the land which the Lord sware to your fathers to give it unto you, just to their seed, a land of flowers and milk and honey. God sworn to give it to you, sworn to give it to you, man. Sworn. You couldn't use a stronger word. Sworn. Hallelujah. Cornerstone. God, you sworn to give this to me. Sworn to give it to me. Glory to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. If you like, he's there before all heaven's host, before the devil, before all his hosts, before everybody. He's sworn to do it. He's got to do it then, hasn't he? I mean, I can't point the pistol at him and tell him what he can, but he's sworn to do it. He's sworn. Hallelujah. Isn't that tremendous? Did you know, God? Did you know what the Lord is doing? He's sworn to give it to me. Oh, Lord, empty out all these old rivers and pour the milk through. Hallelujah. See, hallelujah. Milk's lovely, soft, luscious. Ooh, it's beautiful. Glory. Just suited to people that have sore throats at bedtime. Now listen, let's understand this verse 10. It's going to be a long time. I've got a big tape on there. The land whither thou goest in to possess it is not as the land of Egypt, from whence you came out.
Amen.
You're out.
Amen.
Amen. Glory. Where thou sowest thy seed and waterest with thy foot as a garden of herbs. But the land, this isn't a herb garden, beloved. The land whither ye go to possess, it's a land of hills and valleys, and drinketh water, the rain of heaven. Is this tremendous? A land which the Lord thy God careth for. The eyes of the Lord thy God are always upon it. From the beginning of the year even to the end. His eyes are on you, beloved. His eyes are on you. He's not looking for faults and troubles and the big holes in you. He loves you. The Lord set his love upon you. He set his eye on you tenderly, compassionately. You must have this. He's watching over you. Make sure you get it. He's not only sworn to you, but he's got his eye on you, and he's opened his mouth to you, and he's said it. How about this? You know, you just relax. Stop all this struggling business. Fighting the devil and fighting the shades, and I don't know what stopped that nonsense. Glory be to the name of the Lord. At least be natural if you can't be spiritual, but don't be carnal. You just love it. Lord, glory. I believe this, you know. Nobody believes this more than I do. I just don't do anything. I just don't have to do anything. This is the secret. It's the secret, beloved. I'll ask you where a baby goes to get its milk. Does it struggle down the garden and climb up a tree?
lies on his mother's breast and drinks. That's all it does. It doesn't do anything but...
I advise the little chap there, I said, suck, don't spit, don't blow. When he was drinking milk, suck, don't blow, that's right. But everybody's blowing, you see, making big noises, and he's like, beloved. The sound of the rushing mighty wind is not what comes out of your mouth, it's what comes in. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ah, this is lovely. It's all so simple. And he says, it drinks water of the rain of heaven. Now, have you ever seen a land drinking? Have you? I mean, I've been up on the Yorkshire moors. I've been down in the Devonshire Vales, there are no dales in Yorkshire, there are vales anywhere else. And they're always awkward in Yorkshire. The rain just falls and it drinks it in. You don't hear a lot of noise. All you hear is the rain, you don't hear a lot of noise all around. Why, he's drinking. That bowl's drinking. That bill's drinking. You don't hear a lot. Drinks it in. It's natural. Amen. This is the new nature. Amen. Just soaks it in. Doesn't it? That's all it does. It can't do anything else, can it? It doesn't have to do anything, does it? No, it doesn't. God has to do it all, doesn't he?
Yes.
That's right.
Yes.
Who ever heard of the earth raining to heaven? If the heaven rains to earth. Earth doesn't rain on itself. Oh, it's so simple. God's undertaken, beloved. He's committed himself. He's sworn. He's on oath. He's going to do it. Under certain conditions, he'll keep on doing it. He'll never stop. It drinks in water of the rain of heaven, a land which the Lord thy God cares for. Cares for it. Oh, hallelujah. Seeketh after could be in the Hebrew, doesn't matter. A land which the Lord thy God cares for. Oh, Lord. Go on, shut your eyes now. Don't look at me. I'm just a go on, tell yourself some truth.
Amen.
Tell yourself some Amen. Truth. Go on, do it now. I'm going to stop. Start telling yourself some truth for once in your life. Go on. Now feel it. Go on. Don't sit there rigid. Earth always feels it when the rain falls. When it gets saturated and little pools fall on the top, it goes splash, 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 splash. You care for me. Your eyes are on me. You seek me, my soul.
Amen.
Lord, soak it in. Soak it in, my love. This isn't a raindrop. Soak it in. Lovely, isn't it?
Yes, praise God.
Now, beloved, if a land is a... There's an if in it, you see, in verse 13. If you hearken diligently unto my commandments, for I command you this day. To do what? What do you want me to do? To love. Hearken to his commandment to love you. Love him. That's all he wants. What do you think of that? Well, you can do that, can't you?
Yes, bless God. Yes.
You can do that, can't you? Well, I can, so I know you can. If I can, you can. Hearken to my commandment. Hearken diligently, he says, to
to love me.
Amen.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. It is marvelous. Talk about in heavenly love abiding.
Yes, in heavenly love abiding.
Glory be to God, Lord.
Lord.
Do you see, the heavenly state, first of all, beloved, is love.
Yes. Amen.
That's the heavenly condition.
Amen.
To love. To love and to serve Him with all your heart and with all your soul. Because if you do that, I'll give you the rain of your land. In his due season, the first rain and the latter rain, that thou mayest gather in thy corn and thy wine and thy oil. Hallelujah. See, he says he'll do it. You'll gather it in of your possessions, of your own, belongs to you. There are very few people who are doing this. Very few people are gathering in their corn, their oil and their wine. A land of corn and wine and oil, says Charles Wesley, favored with God's peculiar smile, with every blessing blessed. There dwells the Lord our righteousness, and keeps his own in perfect peace and everlasting rest. Hallelujah. You see? A little bit of labour about it now, but not hard labour. You're gathering the corn, you're gathering your wine, you're gathering your oil, you pick the olives off the tree, you pick the grapes off the vine, hallelujah, and you reap from the corn of wheat that falls into the ground and dies. Oh, you've got the secret. Just keep falling into the ground and dying. That's what the earth's good for, that. Fall into the ground and die. Reap it, beloved. People don't reap because they don't sow. They don't sow because they're not prepared to die. Fall into the ground and die. That's right. Or sticking up for their rights. Not going to let him get away with that. Not going to let her say that. All this business. See? Always took it up for their own rights. But Jesus was hung up for your right, beloved. That's the only right you have in the eyes of God. He was stuck up on a tree for your right. Hallelujah. So you haven't got to stick up for your own rights. See? You haven't got to do it. Hallelujah. Marvelous this. Gathering. Blessed, isn't it? And I'll send grass in thy fields for thy cattle. Of course. Won't have any milk unless he does. So you see, your milk depends upon the rain. The rain depends upon whether you will love the Lord your God with all your heart and serve him. That's what it says. That's right, isn't it? Your milk depends upon your cattle, which depends upon the grass, which depends upon the rain, which depends upon you loving and serving God. That's the explanation. If you're not reaping, if you're not gathering in these things, you've ceased to love the Lord as He wants to be loved. You're ceasing to serve the Lord as He wants to be served. You've got to serve God in your office by keeping your mouth shut in the place where you work, unless you speak for Jesus. You don't stick up for rights. You don't do that. You are not self-seeking. You do that in your home. If your husband or your wife or your children or your mother or your father say something, your brother, you don't stick up for your own rights. You're just there for Jesus. Hallelujah. That's what you do. Praise God. Once you see this, beloved, once you really know how to turn the other cheek, once you really know how to go the second mile and the third, once you really know how to give your coat and your cloak and everything away, your house too, once you've known how to do these
once you've laid down your life, which means your right to yourself and your own possessions and things, once you've laid all that down, well, it seems ever so easy then. It's ever so easy. God just sends the rain that brings the grass, that feeds the cows, that gives the milk. It's not the house that Jeff built. It's the land that God gives us. Hallelujah.
Amen. Yes.
And listen, in between the grass grow the flowers that the bees come to make the honey, so that the honey shall flow. And you know when honey flows, don't you? You know about that, what? When honey flows? When it's warm. That's when honey flows. When it's warm with love, that's when honey flows. You put the temperature down, it soon congeal the honey, it won't flow. That's right, isn't it? You see, the milk will flow in some pretty low temperatures, but honey won't. Honey needs warmer temperature for the milk to flow. Oh, hallelujah. Scent of the flowers. Grapes give forth a tender smell. You know, Song of Solomon, it's all love. You see. Have you ever lain out in a field on a summer day? Well, not in Manchester. and the flowers all growing in the grass around you, and heard the bees just coming in. Have you ever done it? Smelt the scent of the grass and... Oh, hear the bees humming, eh? Have you ever done it and the sun shining on you? I used to do it. I don't do it so much now. Don't seem to have so much time. But this was the great thing. And when that's all there, see, verse 16, now take heed to yourself, that your heart be not deceived, and you turn aside, and serve other gods, and worship them. And the Lord's wrath be kindled against you, and he shut up the heaven, that there be no rain, and that the land yield not her fruit, unless ye perish quickly from off the good land which the Lord giveth you. Amen. Now then he says, lay up where I'm saying to you, lay up. Blessed be the Lord, these words have been laid up for us. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Lay up where I'm saying to you, he says. Oh, he says, keep it in your heart, in your mind. Talk about it to your children. Praise the name of the Lord. Talk about it to your children. Turn your home into a little bit of heaven for your children.
Amen.
Glory be to God. Yeah. Right here on your front, just in your eyes, on your hand. Don't do anything that's contrary to the thing that I'm saying. Don't think anything that's contrary to the thing I'm saying. Don't do it. Lay it all up there. Move in the reality of this glorious life. This is what he's saying to you. He said, we'll come to our last verse, shall we? But the days may be multiplied, 21, the days of your children in the land which the Lord swear unto your fathers to give them as the days of heaven upon the earth. Hallelujah. Is that what you want?
Yes.
Live today as heaven. Live tomorrow as heaven. Live the next day as heaven.
Amen.
On the earth.
Amen.
So?
Yes.
Isn't that right?
Yes.
Listen. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Hear Jesus talking. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Blessed be the name of the Lord. A
Among those that have been born of women, there hath not risen a greater than John Baptist. Yet he who is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. That's Jesus. I'm just quoting Jesus' own words. That man lived the heavenly state on the earth. And here, beloved, is the call of God to every one of us. Now we can live this life in heaven on the earth. We've been regenerate with his own generation, his own power. We've been born from heaven just as he was. Hallelujah. He is God of gods. We are sons of God. We've been born. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We're here to move into this glorious heavenly state. We're not to be under depression. We're not to be oppressed. We're not to be downcast constantly. We're not to be under condemnations in our spirit. We're not to be sold out to the things of this world at all. Not to this glorious heavenly life. Amen. And you've got to have the former and the latter ray come down. Glory to God. Oh, this old soul of mine softening it up all the time. Making it productive, bringing the glorious things of heaven down into my soul. Not the things of earth. If I'm constantly getting the rain, I won't be drinking of the waters of the earth.
Praise God.
Amen.
Amen.
So the Lord moves me into this wonderful life. And we can all live it, don't we?
Praise God.
Well, are you a heavenly person?
Yes, praise God.
Are you a heavenly person?
Amen.
Or a very much earthly one? Because you see, I'd soon know if you let me come into your home where you live. I'd soon know whether you were of the earth, earthy, or whether you really were a son of God. Soon know. I'd smell first, perhaps. I'd look round. I'd soon know. But the Lord knows even if I don't. He's the God of heaven and of earth. Hallelujah. Believe that?
Yes.
Then I'm a child of heaven and of earth. I'm on this earth, not of it. Yes. I think it's time we prayed. Come on, let's all move. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.